stay tuned for the Sean Casey Show, a podcast for patriots. And welcome back to the Sean Casey Show, a podcast for patriots. It is Saturday, and it is May the 18th, 2024, year of our Lord. This is the Casey Commentary, the lie of the century. You know, it's been 4 years after the outbreak of the CCP virus, and of course, conveniently in the Chinese city of Wuhan. And so what do we know about the origin of the SARS-CoV-2 virus? At the beginning, of course, we were told all sorts of things. It came from the wet market, the food market, the bat soup, whatever the case may be. That was something that the natural origin of folks, which was led by Dr. Tony Fauci and the rest of our government elected bureaucrats and others, tried to convince us that it jumped from animals to humans. And of course, the other theory is the accidental lab leak. And then, of course, there's my theory that the leak was intentional. With few notable exceptions, the state-run drive-by media outlets and the larger so-called scientific community all vehemently nodded in agreement that it was the natural origin theory that should carry the day. NPR said the lab leak theory was, quote-unquote, debunked. Vanity Fair called it a, quote, right-wing coronavirus conspiracy, end of quote. And Facebook, Twitter, etc., all banned posts suggesting the virus may have been manufactured in a lab. I know I spent an inordinate amount of time in Facebook jail and posts being taken down or disclaimers being written about when I was doing my research into anybody, other medical professionals and scientists that would dare challenge the narrative about the origin of the CCP virus, about the masking, about the social distancing, about the jab, about hydroxychloroquine, about ivermectin, about shutting down schools and keeping us from our churches and temples and synagogues, etc. So again, there was a lot of people who suffered. And it was always a lie. In fact, it was the biggest lie, one of the most consequential lies of the 21st century. A coalition of elite scientists and complicit media outlets have proven remarkably effective in suppressing the truth for about 4 years. But in recent months, and as you know, I'm not a big fan of congressional hearings and investigations because they usually go nowhere, no consequences, no one is held accountable. Now they're going to hold the Merrick Garland in contempt. Well, ask Eric Holder what kind of threat that posed to him. Unless you're a Republican, or unless you're a Trump supporter, see Dr. Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon, contempt charges are meaningless. But recently, some congressional committees have made a lot of progress. These investigations have intensified. Honest scientists and some journalists that have been converted have begun to challenge the false consensus with greater alacrity as new revelations have tipped the scales now towards the lab leak even further. And again, part of this problem is they could never find, in this natural origins theory, they were never able to find any kind of animal. They tried raccoons, pangolins, all sorts of, but no host animal could ever be found. The nearest bat colony was like 600-700 miles away. So slowly, one by one, all those animal host natural origin theories vanished into thin air. Of course, the Chi-Com cover-up did not help. That was immediately suspicious. And the fact that this wasn't just any old bio lab in Wuhan. The Wuhan Institute of Virology was an advanced research facility studying coronaviruses that, quote, collaborated on publications and secret projects with China's military, end of quote. Who thought it would have been a good idea to form gain-of-function research, which makes viruses more transmissible to humans, ostensibly to create vaccines, but there's also the other end of that danger. Not only does it create a vaccine, if it gets out of the lab, it creates a pandemic. And this lab was just mere miles from ground zero of the CCP virus pandemic. In chronically unsafe conditions, a government lab collaborating with the Chi-Com military was doing extremely risky research on coronaviruses, something that we were funding. Although, when you listen to Tony Fauci and the rest, Dr. Peter Daszak and so many others, they insisted to this very day that that was not happening. The smoking gun, as the list of giant red flags grew even longer with the discovery and examination of something called the Diffuse Proposal, submitted to the Pentagon in 2018 by a group of organizations led by so-called Dr. Peter Daszak and his EcoHealth Alliance. Under lab examination, SARS-CoV-2 was always a bit of mystery adorned with some very, very peculiar characteristics. This virus appeared better designed to target humans than animals. Fully optimized for interaction with the human ACE2 receptor and consistent with a laboratory-optimized coronavirus which entered the human population, fully evolved. Even more consequential, we now know, a peculiarity was the presence of the furin cleavage site, which was the unfortunate property of enhancing a virus's transmissibility. The presence of an FCS was particularly puzzling because none of the over 1,500 of known subgenus of SARS-CoV-2 has ever been found in nature with an FCS. None. Zero. Nada. On the other hand, it's not uncommon for virologists to insert a furin cleavage site while doing gain-of-function experiments in a lab. So again, this is precisely why the Pentagon declined to fund the Diffuse proposal. But now a growing pile of evidence suggests this research went ahead anyway, in some form, or was already being conducted, and likely either escaped or was released from the Wuhan lab doing this research and thus initiating the pandemic. So again, the real conspiracy here, and this is the final question, is how could this group of elite scientists have gotten this paramount question so horribly wrong? The inevitable answer is they didn't. They weren't wrong. They were lying. We know from leaked internal communications that some of the same scientists most ardently dismissing the lab leak theory took one look at the SARS-CoV-2 virus and concluded it was, in the words of biologist Christian Anderson, quote, so friggin' likely the virus escaped from a Wuhan lab because they were already doing this type of work and the molecular data is fully consistent with that scenario. The virus seemed pre-adapted from the get-go, observed virologist Edward Holmes. The presence of the unprecedented furin cleavage site in SARS-CoV-2 kept scientist Bob Garey, quote, up all night. The SARS-CoV-2 genome was inconsistent with evolutionary theory, concluded Dr. Anderson on January 31st, 2020. One day later, some of the same scientists were on a phone call with NIH and Dr. Anthony Fauci and rapidly did an about-face, condemning the lab leak theory as a crackpot conspiracy and viciously attacking anyone questioning with this fabricated consensus. And then the cover-up began. And slowly but surely, that veil, very thin veil of cover-up, is now beginning to be exposed. So the lie of the century, we're learning more and more about it. For instance, this past week, the NIH has finally admitted to funding gain-of-function research at the WIV. That admission directly contradicts previous statements made under oath by Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is a liar. His sick lies have impeded the ability for us to get to the truth, get to the bottom of this. During the session led by the Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic, Congresswoman Debbie Lesko pressed on whether NIH had funded gain-of-function research, and we learned from Dr. Lawrence Tabak, he was named the acting director of the NIH December 20, 2021 through November 8, 2023. He took over for Dr. Francis Collins. More on him in just a second. Dr. Tabak said, and I quote, "It depends on your definition of gain-of-function research. If you're speaking about the generic term, yes, we did." End of quote. In numerous Senate hearings, you remember Dr. Fauci clashing with Senator Rand Paul over whether or not gain-of-function research is being performed. Fauci insisted under oath that it was not happening. But yet now we're being told, yes, in the generic sense of the term, we were doing it. Well, how come Dr. Fauci didn't tell us that? Because there was too much at stake. There was too much money to be made. Dr. Ralph Barrick at North Carolina, Dr. Peter Dajak at EcoHealth Alliance, all the doctors at, of course, NIH, even the former NIH director, Francis Collins, has now admitted that it was a lab leak and not from animal or natural origin. 4 years later, we also find out that the standards for the 6 feet of social distancing was made up out of thin air. Nobody had any empirical evidence, scientific data, for making us stay 6 feet apart and for wearing paper masks that did not work and for taking a jab that did not prevent you from getting the virus or spreading the virus, even though we were told otherwise by our elected leaders and even those in the medical and scientific community bought into this. Some we now know that were paid inordinate amounts of money per jab in their private practices. One doctor, according to Dr. Peter McCullough, who's a cardiologist, one doctor could make up to $250,000 in his or her practice by pushing the jab that we're still finding out has incredibly horrific side effects for some. The scarf lady, Dr. Deborah Birx, has admitted that maybe we vaccinated the wrong people. Maybe we should have focused on just jabbing because it wasn't a vaccine. It's gene modification therapy. Maybe we should have just focused on the elderly and the obese because those were the two at the highest risk. There was no reason to force anybody who was under the age of 50, who wasn't obese, to get the jab, especially young children, especially those in their teens and their 20s and 30s. There really was no threat to them at all. And yet the scientific community, the medical community, peer pressure, the media ginned up all of this, trying to make the jab deniers as the problem. We are the ones, or you were the ones, that were putting your fellow human beings at risk. Unfortunately, that wasn't true. Your government did that to you. Your scientific community did that to you, and the medical community did as well. And finally, government has suspended funding to Peter Daljak's EcoHealth Alliance, halting all active grants and proposals, and now forming, basically saying that we're not going to do this anymore. Yeah, well, somebody's doing it, you know that. And the reason why we'll be doing it, probably in the military labs, whether at Fort Detrick or somewhere else, is to stay, again, in competition, or at least keeping up with what the CCP military and what they're doing. Again, they joked that it was a boomer remover, because those of us that are, you know, 65 and older, were most vulnerable, especially those in their 70s and 80s. We also found out that it was the wrong protocol to put to intubate people. That was a killer itself in the hospitals. So now they treat people on their side instead of on their backs. An expensive mistake and lesson learned. We also know that at least 11,000 people in New York were killed when Governor Andrew Cuomo put COVID-positive patients back into nursing homes. Governor Wolf in Pennsylvania did the same thing. Governor Whitmer in Michigan and others. There was a lot of misinformation and disinformation, but it wasn't being done by people that were doing research and looking for other narratives or other alternatives, that like President Trump, who was promoting hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Yes, he established Operation Warp Speed, but that was to have our scientific and medical communities work together to come up with all possible viral treatments. Instead, what they gave us was the mRNA gene modification jab, which we now know was the wrong choice. So let's hope in the future, and there will be other outbreaks, if you will, or viruses in the future. Again, it's going to be very difficult for a lot of us, including myself, to trust what government says or the medical or scientific community say without a healthy dose of skepticism. In fact, we're probably going to err on the side of prove it. I'm sorry, we're not going to believe you anymore. We're not going to take your word for to trust us. Okay, now it's going to be trust, but verify. And let's hope down the road in the very near future, if this does happen again, and we certainly hope and pray that it doesn't, that we're going to assemble a panel of the most esteemed doctors, scientists, researchers, virologists, whatever, in the entire world and here in the United States, and not just listen to elected politicians and appointed bureaucrats at federal agencies.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
And thanks for joining us again for the Sean Casey Show, a podcast for patriots, the Casey Commentary, the lie of the century. Back with a full episode on Tuesday as the Trump trial probably is heading into its final weeks. We got that for you and so much more. Until then, make sure you have a great weekend. Fight hard in order to stay free.